Good morning and welcome to Byers & Company. Today, guest host Wayne Kent sits in for the vacationing Brian Byers. This hour, we're going to talk to Ryan Spurlock of the Brass Horn, Debbie Bogle. We'll get the markets and so much more. The big show starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning, friends. 7 minutes after the hour in downtown Decatur, which would mean to be 7 minutes after the hour in northern Decatur and southern Decatur as well. That's how it works, if in case you didn't know that.
But not out east.
No, it would be in the east, it would be 7 minutes after nine.
Yeah.
I went to school. There are a few things I understand.
That a boy.
That's right. Of course, you know, I have lots of family in Australia, and so they're 17 hours ahead of us, which means it is, go back 7 hours, so it's 1 o'clock in the morning Friday there. 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
So they're up drinking, eating Vegemite, and listening to the
Byers.
No,
not at 1 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't think so. Well, you never know my aunt. I have an aunt who I kind of grew up with. When I say she's 9 years older than I am. So I remember her as a little girl, and she often listens. I don't think she's listening today, though. I wouldn't think. She listens on Wednesday night, certainly. In case you don't know, friends, my name is Wayne. I am usually on the air on Wednesday nights from 5 to 7. And so when I left my office yesterday afternoon, I said to the staff, I'll see you in the morning after having done 5 hours of radio between when I get back, 2 hours last night and 3 hours this morning. At some point, I'm going to step into my real job, which is not this. But there you go.
Well, you do such a good job.
Well, thank you. Joining us in the studio today is Ryan Spurlock. And Ryan, here's what I want to do, which we've done for a number of guests that we've had in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, as I've been gigging, if you will.
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting. Well, actually, but there's no money involved, so it's just it's just a gig. But there you go. You're with the Brass Horn. Is it fair to say you're a part owner?
Yes. Yes,
but you weren't always.
I became part owner of the Brass Horn in 2005.
2005. So my goal in having you inviting you in is not so much to talk about the Brass Horn, which we can do, of course, but more so, what causes a young man in this day and age to say, "I'm going to do this"? I want to know a little bit about more of who you are and what brought you to the place where you are today.
Well, I my favorite subject is myself, so this should be very easy. I'm just kidding, obviously.
So, and for the interest of disclosure, the Spurlocks are people from my congregation that I serve. And your father passed away a number of years ago now.
He passed away on my birthday in 2015.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's greatly missed all the time.
Difficult, difficult days in the leading for a couple of years leading up to his death.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
But we all know he's in a better place, and he taught us well, and we've got a great family, and it's because of my mom and dad. So.
Right, and a wonderful, wonderful man. Wonderful.
100%.
100%. So having said all that, how long have you lived in Decatur?
All my life.
All
and
life.
I just turned 40 on Halloween.
Really?
Yes.
How's it feel to be 40?
You know, I was speaking with a friend yesterday who just turned 40. I think it would be on Tuesday, and... He was lamenting a little bit about it, but, you know, I have a beautiful wife and two beautiful sons, and
how old are your kids?
I feel like I've cut a fat hog. My oldest son, Sam, is 9, and my youngest son, Charles, is 5.
So you're doing the young dad thing, and they
yes.
keep you hopping, I'm certain.
Oh, yes. It's very, there's never a dull moment at my house.
So I've asked this question. I think it helps people see who you are and how you may think. Do you remember the fourth grade?
I do.
Where were you in the fourth grade? What school were you at?
Parsons Elementary School, right down the road from your place.
Right down the road from our church. We have a huge presence at Parsons. We have staff that work there. When I say staff that work there, I mean staff of First Christian Church are actually in the building at the invitation of the school district. It's a long story. But, yeah, we've got a very strong presence at Parsons School. Fourth grade, do you remember your teacher's name?
Mrs. Shear.
Really?
Yes. I thought about this because, you know, like I told you earlier that I had been listening because I knew that I was going to be on, and I heard you ask somebody that, and but it wouldn't have been hard. I could have come up with it, maybe not quite as fast, but Mrs. Shear was probably one of my favorite teachers. I mean, that's crazy, but I'm serious.
Where did you sit in the fourth grade?
I was on the east side of the room. I wouldn't be able to tell you what room it was, but it was on the west side of the hallway in Parsons. It's one big, long hallway that runs north and south.
Right.
And it was towards the south side of the building. So
were you in the front of the room or the back of the room?
I want to say I was in the middle.
When you think of yourself as a fourth grader, were you a good kid? Were you a troublesome kid? Were you somebody that visited the principal's office?
I would say that I overall was a good kid.
You know that
I would not have been in much trouble. There may have been a couple of incidents in earlier years, but that straightened me out for sure.
So I have this interesting phenomenon that takes place in my building, in the building I serve at First Christian. So there's a number of staff there, and you know, lots of people, lots of discussions. But sometimes I'll call up a staff member and say, "Could you stop by my office today, please?" And the immediate response every time is,
"What did I do wrong?"
Yeah. And then they walk in, and I go, "How are you feeling today?" "Well, I feel like I'm being called to the principal's office." I go, "What's with that? Am I the principal?" "Well, you're kind of the boss." And it's like when the boss calls and says, "I want you in my office," it just has that aura of being called down to the principal's office, which I wish it wasn't the case, but there you go. In the fourth grade, what would you think your profession would be?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I don't think I could probably remember. But, you know, just like every other kid, I probably wanted to play sports.
Yeah?
Because I love playing sports.
And your dad was a big softball, is that correct?
Well,
my sister
Stephanie Fitzpatrick.
Right.
She just got elected to the Decatur Athletic Hall of Fame here, this most recent class, and she was a very good softball player. She played for Stephen Decatur and then went on to play for the University of Evansville in Indiana. And my dad and my summers, Stephanie was about 10 years older than me, and my summers
growing
up. You just
outed her, but we won't say that.
Well, that's okay. Well, she's not quite there yet, but I love you, Steph. Anyway, my summers were spent following her around, and my dad and his best friend, Mike Hayes, and then Stephanie's best friend, which was Mike's daughter, Amy, they both played on these really competitive fast pitch softball teams, and we followed them all over the place. And it was a lot of fun for me.
And then your dad was also an ump and a ref in it for a long period of time, wasn't he?
Well, you know what? He did a little bit of that, but he was a fabulous athlete in his own right. I mean, he was an all-American football player in high school.
Right. And then he went on to play football. Am I correcting? Did he play football in Arizona? Is that right?
In New Mexico.
New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Out there. And that's where he met your mother.
That is correct.
Okay, so something's come back to mind. Did they meet backstage at a play or something like that?
I think the play was Guys and Dolls, and Dad was a stagehand.
That's right.
Yeah, and Mom was in the play. Right.
Yeah. Fascinating how people meet.
Yeah.
How'd you meet your wife?
Well, I've known my wife, Chrissy, for a long time. The first time I ever think I saw her was at the Decatur Civic Center when I was in seventh grade. And we would go and ice skate. That was kind of the popular thing to do. Mom would drop us off, or somebody's mom would drop us off. And I saw her, and I was like, "Oh, that girl is beautiful." And, you know, I knew we were through high school, but I came back and we rekindled our relationship, which we never had a relationship. We just knew of each other. But I say rekindled, so that's not probably the right term. But anyway, I ran into her on December 21st of 2002. It was at a bar, but we did have our first date on the 23rd. And the rest is history.
The rest is history. You know the date.
Yeah, I'm kind of Rain Man in that way.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
So your job is doing what?
Well, George and I are the managers, so to speak, of the Brass Horn. And, you know, in 2017, we opened the Brass Horn 2, which is our women's clothing store. And so I think that George and I's greatest partnership or synergy is that he's good at what he's good at, and I'm good at what I'm good at, and those things aren't exactly the same. And so more, I guess I would say more operations. I kind of handle like the day to day, and George is more, you know, where we're going to go, bigger picture things. Of course, in selling, which would be the number one.
How does a young man at age 40, you've been in the business for 20 more years, how did you end up in the clothing business? Because that's, can I?
Sure.
I want to say it's not what you would say is typical of young men today. Is that fair?
Yes. Well, I mean, my mom, she's always liked the fact that I've liked clothes and liked to dress up. And so I was a sophomore in high school, and I had a senior girl ask me to homecoming. And I had met George when I was 12. I bought my first shirt off of George when I was 12, and he was still in Brentwood Village. And I just loved the interaction that I had with him. And so...
Okay, so back up. Think about it. I just think as an adult, you could have an influence on a 12-year-old that plays out for years later.
Right.
That's a tremendous statement right there.
Right.
That today, any of us listening might run across a 12-year-old, and how we interact with that kid could change that kid's life.
It's pretty crazy.
Pretty pointed statement, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. It is, and that's why we always try and treat everybody that walks in our door with respect, because who knows, they could be the CEO of a company in 20 years, and we'll still be in business, hopefully.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, I told her after this girl had asked me to the dance that I wanted to go see George for an outfit, and we were finishing up, and I was wearing like a Marlins jersey or something like that, and... my mom joked about George giving me a job, and George was like, yeah, show up next Saturday. And I was 15 at the time, and I was like, okay, well, what do I wear? He's like, well, preferably not that Marlins jersey. And so my mom dropped me off the first 2 weeks, and then I got my driver's license, and I worked after schools, and he worked around my baseball and soccer schedule. And in the summer, I played American Legion, and but I always had a place there. I always felt like I had a place there.
So you went off to college.
I went to Eastern Illinois for a couple of years, and that was I want to say that wasn't necessarily a huge thought out decision. I had two really good friends that went there, and I thought,
right.
I've at least got people that I know there.
Right. And so then you came home.
And one of the guys that worked at the Brass Horn, his name was Steve Spangler. He was an art teacher at MacArthur.
My favorite teacher, maybe ever.
He's the best, and I'm gonna get teared up about this, but he passed away. Excuse me, one second.
Yeah, that's okay. So what we're hearing here is the story of how Ryan goes from a 12-year-old kid who goes buys a shirt and ends up in the clothing business all these years later. It's interesting to hear and see how our lives are impacted by. I remember when I was 15, a guy said, "I think you could do this," and it was to play keys at a particular event. You should do this, and I'm going, I don't have the skill set. I'll show you, and it changed the trajectory of my life.
Yeah, well, so Steve passed away in 1999, and that was the first person that had ever passed away that I was really close to.
Right,
and it was a traumatic event in my life, and. I went through some stuff. I kind of didn't go to school for like 3 weeks. It was,
that's not a good thing.
Yeah. You know, people have that dream, that recurring dream of not showing up to class but I lived it. Let me tell you, I don't have that dream cause I lived it.
Uh-huh.
And, anyway, I got a C and an F on my, first semester sophomore year report card with a couple withdrawals and a withdrawal failing. So anyway, needless to say, I wasn't in very good stead with my parents, and I stayed there, and I kind of got myself back together, and then I came home because my mom worked at Richland, and I was able to go there,
right?
On the house essentially, and I got my life back together, and then ended up commuting back and forth to UIS, and I was working full time. The whole time that I went to Richland and UIS. And finally, I think I got my degree in 2003.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll get back how we get from a young college student to the man you are today and the life lessons learned. We'll take a break. We're visiting with Ryan Spurlock. And interesting stuff so far. We'll be right back, friends. This is News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast today. There will be snow up until about 11, and then we'll see some rain and snow. will be a high of about 36. And tonight we'll have more rain and snow and a low of around 32. You might see an inch or so on the ground when you wake up for Friday, where there will be more rain and snow, mainly before noon. Then it'll be cloudy with a high of 36. Saturday, clear in the forecast, cloudy with a high near 34. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 32 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:22. Friendly reminder, all Pana schools are out today.
It's the 2020 Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza presented by Staley Credit Union on Saturday, January 25th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. The Wedding Extravaganza offers selections for catering, DJ services, venue rental, hair, and more. Register to win great deals offered by vendors all at the 2020 Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza Saturday, January 25th at the Mount Zion Convention Center off of Highway 121. Some vendors included are Creative Souls, Reflections Academy of Beauty, Pay It Forward's Elise, and more.
Decatur Memorial Hospital is now part of Memorial Health System. Now the same great care DMH has delivered for more than 100 years is getting even better, thanks to the support of Memorial, a regional healthcare leader. Because you deserve innovative, nationally recognized care and prevention right here in Decatur and Central Illinois. Memorial Health System and Decatur Memorial Hospital, together for you. Learn more at dmhcares.com.
I'm ready to buy a new house. Is there a single website that lists all realtor open houses this weekend?
I need to sell my home fast. Where can I find an agent with access to high-quality video footage, skilled photography work, and proven marketing strategy?
I'm looking for a home close to my parents' house. Is there a way to search for listings by community?
You asked, we answered. Welcome to the new BrinkOtter.com.
Find your way home. BrinkOtter.com.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by First Mid Insurance Group. Make sure you listen to Byers & Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. and the Eric Lee Show from 3 to 5 p.m. for your chance to see the Fighting Illini at the State Farm Center this season. The NowDecatur.com ticket window, presented by First Mid Insurance Group. On your home for Illini basketball, WSOY Decatur.
Raise your head to Nosumo for the win!
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Little Stevie Wonder.
That's right, Wayne. Hey, can I say something real quick about Ryan's story and your point of... You might see a 12-year-old and change and shape their life for, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. And I think as a freshman at MacArthur, I was probably, what, 13 years old? So
13, 14.
Yeah, so right around that age. And Steve Spangler was my art teacher. And the years that I got to spend in that art room at MacArthur really helped me decide to go into art and pursue it even further. It was already a love of mine, but... really cultivated that. I went on to art school primarily because of just the approach and being such a caring and good instructor. So really cool that around the same time in our lives, mm-hmm. he had an impact on both of us.
I love kids that are junior. I love high school kids, but junior high kids to me they're the blast.
Yeah.
High school kids don't know anything, but they think they know anything. Whereas junior high kids know they don't. And that's not generalization. I love them all. But high school kids are a little more difficult to deal with, in my opinion, than junior high kids who know nothing and they know they know nothing.
They're not quite self-aware.
And it is such a spectacle.
No, I mean, Steve.
I feel like I just slammed the high school kids.
No, you're right, though. But Steve was so influential in so many people's lives. But I feel like I got to see, and not that he was a different person, because I think he would have been the same across the board, but I kind of got to see behind the curtain. You know, I traveled with him. We went to markets together.
Ah.
And it was just, we always had a blast together.
You just turned 40.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest surprise to date?
As far as
here I am 40 and this has occurred in my life or this hasn't occurred in my life. What's the thing that's most unexpected about being 40?
That's a really, really deep, hard question to answer.
Absolutely.
But I think the fact that my life has turned out so good, I'm surprised by that.
Well, that's a cool thing. What's a place you'd like to visit where you've never been?
I would like to go. I want to see like the Pacific Northwest. And my wife gets mad at me because she wants me to travel the world, right? But I still haven't seen America, and I'm American, right? And I love this country, and I know that, you know, you live here, but you weren't necessarily born and raised here. And but I there's places in this country that I want to go see.
You know, I have to say this because of music. Again, that as a 15-year-old kid, somebody saying, I think you could do this. I have been in every state playing music, virtually, I think, except for Hawaii and Alaska. I believe I've seen all 50 states.
Really?
If not, I've seen enough of the country to say, well, I can't remember if I've been to Vermont or New Hampshire. I've been to one or the other.
Yeah.
That's how crazy it is. As a non-American, if you will, being raised in Australia, how is it that I got to do that? That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Plus, like, 35 different nations. Weird stuff. Hey, we're out of time, believe it or not.
Okay.
We barely got started. We have to do this again sometime.
I'm a little bit windy.
Hey, so you leave here and you do what?
I'm going to head into the office and have some coffee and get started. I mean, there's all kinds of things to do. That's what the best part about my job is.
Ryan, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
They have another store right next door now, too.
I'm aware.
You can get some awesome beef jerky and some awesome candied bacon in there and some sauces.
What? You guys are selling food in there?
We're getting close to running out of time, but, you know, the girls, they do a fantastic job. And George and I have kind of turned the reins over to Kylie and Stacy and the staff over there. And when George and I started that, we went to market down in Atlanta, and we found these. You know, when you go through the food section of the market, there's a bunch of really tasty stuff. And we thought, oh, this is great. And the girls haven't necessarily latched onto it. But so we may have to take the reins over and reorder that stuff, because I do remember how good that was.
Well, I would never have thought that that's available in the Brass One and the Brass One 2.
You never know what you'll find.
That's the good thing. You go to market and you see something. The question is this something we want to sell, right?
Right.
The field's wide open.
It's always a gamble, but it's a fun gamble.
All right. Hey, Ryan, have a great day.
Thank you very
much. Go influence some 12-year-old.
I'm going to try.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a break. I'm glad you're with us. Ryan Spurlock has been in the studio with us. He is part of the Brass Horn Group.